In Genesis, there were amazing feats of holy power happening daily. How come we don't see the holy feats anymore? Great question. Here would be, again, why does God, that's a scary thing to try to answer. Okay, why does God do something and you can't go to a verse in the Bible? But I will say this. If you look at the history of the Bible, you've got what I'm going to call epics. Some can call it epics or time periods. I don't like the word dispensation for it that defines theology that I don't like to use, but they're basically these different periods or epics. And what you find is that there was a heightening of the miraculous before each one of these periods of time. So you had the time of Moses, for instance, is mentioned. Do you know who is noted to be the author of the majority of the Old Testament, of the Pentateuch, first five books of the Bible, is Moses. And during that time, you have the splitting of the seas, you have all these things, right? And then you have the writing of those texts that relate to them. Then you see a period that there is now a period of the prophets that come along. And the prophets, incredible heightening now of the miraculous. And then you have the writing of the prophets. Then you come, and there's a period of gap where there's not much record of the heightening of the miraculous. It seems to be kind of waning. And then you come to what's called the Acts of the Apostles. That's when Jesus, or the Gospels, and then Acts, but the Gospels, and you see a heightening of Jesus. You see all of the miraculous, during the life of Jesus. And then you find the Acts of the Apostles and the rest of the writing of the New Testament. And so what you have is this heightening of the miraculous, which many believe, including me, that is to give credence to the writing of the Word that is going to be coming after that. And then the heightening, and then people say, okay, these are the writers of this. So look what they were able to do. It's different. Is there still the miraculous today? I personally believe there is. But I like to make a distinction between that which is miraculous and that which is supernatural. This is espoused by some much brighter and smarter that I respect greatly. I tend to believe it. I can't prove anything. But I personally believe that if there were an eyeball that is missing and somebody might pray for them, that would be the miraculous. I sometimes am skeptical of that. I'm not saying God can't. I don't know. I know that I've tracked many occasions where they said, here's the miraculous, and I don't find it to be noteworthy that it really is proven. And some say, oh, yeah, I know. Well, and maybe there is. But if somebody has lost their sight and the natural process of sight is gone, then I do know many accounts where there's going to be prayer and people actually get their sight back, which the doctors can't explain how that happened. It's supernatural. It's God doing it. Is the miraculous as well as the supernatural? I don't know. You can debate that forever. But I do believe this, that you're not going to see during this time that we're living the heightened that you saw in any of those four categories, the four timelines that I mentioned. I don't think you're going to see seas split while the armies walk through, or the people walk through. I don't think you're going to see that now. I don't think you're going to see it in the heightened manner, but you're still going to see it. At this point, Jesus has proven his case. The resurrection has happened, and now it's for us to put our trust in him at this point and not to be caught up in the miraculous. There's nothing wrong with the miraculous, but it's not to be something we get caught up in. That's my opinion, at least. Well, whoever asked the question, good question.